Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I was raised by two bears.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very excited about having our good friend Joel Balker back on the show. Joel's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of books that I encourage you to find wherever books are sold. Just look for Joel Barker's name, B-A-R-K-E-R. Type joelbarker.com into your browser and you'll find his outstanding website. Also, starthrower.com is where they can find your films too, right, Joel?
That's right.
So yep. Check all that out. Joel, thanks again for being here. Mitochondria is the it's like an organelle, right? It's in the cells. Every cell that we in our bodies has mitochondria in it.
Yep.
But you found some interesting way to think about and look at the origins of mitochondria. Talk to us about that.
Well, and the power of mitochondria. So let's start with an axiom I created for myself about 20 years ago, which was, and this is after lots of study and watching things happen, I came to the conclusion that everything is always more complex than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example. Now, you used the term organelle, which mm-hmm. suggests it is a direct part of our biology. Mitochondria are not. They are separate living organisms that live inside our cells in a mutualistic way. That means they're going to help us, we're going to help them.
So we're the host of mitochondria.
The host. And what we've said for a long time is that mitochondria are really simple little creatures. We like them very much because they take certain sugars and convert them into ATP, which is like our gasoline engine, or our gasoline for our engines. It's the energy source for all the cells in our body. So it's essential. We wouldn't live at the speed that we live at without mitochondria. But we said, well, that's about it, you know. And every time a cell splits, the mitochondria split. So I mean, they're just paralyzed.
So you're saying mitochondria is not so much organic to us as it is a symbiotic passenger with us.
Perfect. A partner.
Okay.
Not just a passenger, a partner. And here's what we begin to discover, okay? It doesn't just make fuel. As a matter of fact, what we're beginning to discover is it has a direct effect on our memory. Healthy mitochondria give you a healthy memory. If the mitochondria are having problems, as you see it happen in older mice mm-hmm. and older human brains, the memory doesn't work as well. It has a direct impact on the way bone growth occurs because it is, turns out, a high controller of calcium use in the body. Think of how important calcium is, and this partner of ours that we thought was a primitive little piece of DNA, hardly worth looking at, is controlling our calcium use.
But let me ask you a question: is mitochondria part of our DNA then?
No.
By definition, it would not be part of our DNA.
In fact, it has its own DNA, Jim. It is a true. In fact, if you want to call it, it's an alien living inside us. I mean, if you want to.
You heard it here first, folks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
So, but here's the thing they found most recently. And we'll just kind of wrap this segment up with this. But that is. It turns out that mitochondria makes a molecule called humanin.
Mm-hmm.
Humanin exists in human brain cells. That's where we discovered it. It's a peptide, which is a protein, which helps protect us against Alzheimer's disease by preventing beta amyloid proteins from destroying the neurons. So all of a sudden, not only does it produce our energy, but it is a protector of our brain.
I'm thinking of 100 questions here because if I have If I have good DNA, I've always said I have good protoplasm. My parents gave me good protoplasm because I'm healthy, I'm strong, you know, I don't take any medicine, and I'm old. And and so, but did they also give me good peptide, good mitochondria?
Yes, indeed.
And so, but what if you got good DNA, but you didn't get good peptides?
Happens, and they're actually.
I mean mitochondria. I keep saying peptide. Good mitochondria.
The British,
or vice versa, or vice versa.
Sure. The British right now are trying to determine whether a three-parent child is legitimate.
Wow.
By taking the mitochondria that's bad and replacing it with another parent's mitochondria.
Now you're starting to scare me, Joel.
Well, this is the future, man.
Yeah. As I've said before, when people have said that they want to live to be 100, I said, I don't know if I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.